Tedvak. Okay, we're in the middle of Siv Ches, and hopefully we'll cover tonight Mir Tashem Siv Tes as well. So we'd like to finish Siv Ches and Siv Tes. Just to go a little easier on their Ha'aris. I mean, Gazinta Akashis are good, Tutum are good, but like maybe we could keep the comments down a little so we can move some territory. Okay, let's go back over Siv Ches just quickly. Arheichem Kibud Av Ve'Em. Have I just kibud av ve'em? Go, I feel it not lokish of zehuvim shaloi, even if he takes your kiss, golden coins, v'shlichot b'fanav layam, and he throws it in front of you to the yam, lo yachlimeim, you can't embarrass them or get upset at them, lo yitzar b'fneim, you can't even show that you're upset, that's what we said last week, v'lo yuchis, connect them, you can't get angry at them. Ella yikabel gzeres hakosav v'yishek. Bishumim kabel the gzeres hakosav of kibud av ve'em and keep quiet. Hagav yeshayim. Others say dimroitzel lizak moish v'ben. If he wants to throw out the moish of the son liyam, the yochel amaynei why? Deinu chayv lachab the rak mishalav avoloy mishalben. If the mechabe seems not like that, that you can't even stop, even if he's trying to throw out the son's kiss. And we said that that's l'chayr, the many pshat in the mechabe. Let's just use the bach. That's probably the best pshat. And that is that the mechabe holds that since you could go money in a dinter and get your money back, so that's not considered mishalben. That's not considered mishalav because you're not going to lose out. But there are more paskins, even that is considered Mishal Ben. So we can't forget, you know, last week we were with Meirich and the Shitas of Machaba. If you remember, we go with the Shitas of Ramah, Pasha said, and that Ramah holds that this is also considered Mishal Ben, and you're not mechuyev to let your father do this. You're allowed to stop him. Shkoyev. Ve'en chilek ben lechavde yeletzarei, and there's no chilek between Kovid and Tzar. That means, again, even though this was one of the pshat in the Mechaba made this chilek that Tzar is different. Tzar is like Moira, and from Moira, that's even Mishal Ben. But again, we have to remember that Ramah Paskin here, not like that. Ramah Paskin is, we need this halacha, that there's no chilek between Kovid or Tzar, which means there's no chilek between Kibud Av and Moira Av. Both are only Mishal Av and not Mishal Ben. Halacha l'maisa, that's Ramah's psak. V'davka zokta Ramah, okay. V'davka kodim shazok, and this is all talking about before he threw the kiss, so you have the ability to stop him. Devshad demimna v'loyovit, alam krazoku, but if he already threw out the kiss, also lachlumi, you now let him embarrass him, but what could you do? Avoyucha l'tovay l'dina, rather you could be toveyim to a din teira. And yes, you see from here, you're allowed to take your father to a din teira. If he owes you money, you're allowed to do it. No, it's not a chumma. You're coming to a din. It's like he's asking a shayla. You want to know what the halacha is. If he owes you money, if he wants to pay you the money without going to a din Torah, that's great. But if he feels that he had the right to do it and he doesn't owe you the money, and you feel he does, you're going to ask a shayla's chacham whether he owes you the money or not. So that's fine. Happens to be, there are tshuvas, say, chasidim maybe, tafkav peidale, there are tshuvas, tshuvas ksav seifa, that it's preferable not to take a parent to a din Torah. It should be avoided. But make a din, you're allowed to do it, just you should try to stay away and not do these things. Okay. It's Mashiach. There are a number of Achrayim who done this, that it's, even though it's Mekadin Mutter, but you shouldn't be doing it. Alright. V'davka, Zokta Ramah Vaita, Imroita Lizar Kisul Ayam, Dispe Chesaron Kis. When could you stop a parent? That's if he's trying to throw out your money. So it's a Chesaron Kis. You have a right to stop him because it's Mishalav and not Mishal Ben. You're not Mechuyiv to allow him to throw away your money. But if he's only trying to cause you to have a hefset of menias harevach, then also b'chol inyan, then it's also no matter what. It means, even though kibud av is mishalav, not mishal ben, but menias harevach, yes, you are mechuyev to be mechabed your father, even though it's going to cost you menias harevach, that you are mechuyev to do. How do we know this? So this is coming from Iran. What's the Iran? Bavus de Gemara. The Esra b'Eliezer, heichen kibud av ve'em. How far does kibud av ve'em go? So what did Rabbi Elazar say? Tzu, ru'u ma'asa akamechod, right? Look and see what this guy did for his father, Bashkalein, v'damme b'nezin ishmoy. What was the case? Bavuz, picture men of Chachamim, Avonim la'ifayt, Chachamim wanted to buy from him Avonim la'ifayt. It was worth either Shishim ribi ischar, Shmainim ribi ischar. And what happened? He refused to wake up his father. The keys were under Mafteich Munuk Taksim Rashesov, and he refused to wake up his father, Velotzi, right? That's the Gemara on Kedushin. Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. Good. So that's the Gemara. So the Kasha is wrecked around. Now they're asking how far Kibud Avim goes. I mean, basically this is Midin. Mika Din is that what Dama Ben Nisina did was right. He was mechuyev to do that, not to wake up his father. So wrecked around. What's going on? We know that Halacha is Kibud is Mishalav, not Mishal Ben. Dama Ben Nisina is losing out a Hain Rav, an opportunity of a lifetime, of a century, not just a lifetime, of a century. But it's not a measure. He had a chance in exchange. How often do you have avonim leifa that the Yisraelim need, and they're willing to pay such an exorbitant sum of money? It's mamish wild. And he gave up that opportunity because he didn't want to wake up his father. So, effectively, what's going on? We know that kibud is mishalav, not mishal ben. So, the Ran says two terutzim. One terutz the Ran gives is that. So that's what Ran says. First heritage is that maybe since he's being mitar, the father, when you wake him up, that's Moira. And Mamela, Moira is worse, and Moira is even Mishal Ben. He says, Latara, he doesn't talk about Moira, but Taka Moira says, Tara means Moira. Good, so Mamela, maybe Tara is different, Moira is different. Then he said, one second. Then the Ran says that another teretz, you should know this whole din is Mishal Ben, it's only if you're losing money. But if you're just losing revach, that avad you mechuyev to do. And he brings a raya, because Gemara says by Bittul Malach also, it says, Kavis is Hashem Ma'inecha, and Kavis Avikav is Yimecha. Just like when you mechabed Hashem, this chesaron kiss, so too when you mechabed a parent, this chesaron kiss. So if you can hold it's only Mishalav, not Mishal Ben, where do you see the chesaron kiss? Where do you see the son losing money in his covet if he's not mechuyev to lose money? So Gemara by Bittul Malach, that is, that the son will lose making money, earning money, while being mechaber a parent. And that he's mechuyev to do. He's mechuyev to give up his earnings. If he has a job today and the parent needs him, he's mechuyev to give up his job today to be able to serve his father. We discussed this in the past. That is bechlal d'chivi. That's not considered like a problem with Mishal Ben. That's only Menis Revek. The Ben is not really losing out money. Right. So Teran, Memelu, who are then over here, Dama Ben Nisina is coming to lose money. He has a Revek opportunity to make money. So it's not through Maisi Adayim, it's through selling good, but he has the ability to make money, but he doesn't have the money, so he's just losing the ability to make money. That's considered Menis HaRevach, and Mamela, that's why he was Mechuyev to do what he did. That's the Ran, two Terutzim. So yes, you are correct that the Ramah passed like the second Teretz, because Ramah already just said that we pass in like the Truma Zedra, Ein Chilik Bein Tzar and Kovid. There's no Chilik between Kovid and Moira. Even Moira is only Mishalav, not Mishal Ben. So it should come out, like the Ramah, Kilo Derma was forced. He didn't have that Teretz in Iran anymore. So merely he's like Kilo forced not to say the other Teretz in Iran. That's a bit of Malach, that it's only Menis HaRevach and Melo. That's why he's Mechuyev to do. That's
I don't understand the whole story of Dama Ben Nisina. If he would have told his father after he woke him up and given him half of the schar, the father would have found out by saying, yeah, you're out of your mind.
Okay, so we'll get there. But we'll get there right now. So Dr. Chsefer Chassidim, that this in Shin Lamed Zayin, that this whole halacha, the imechuyev, not to wake up a father, is only if you stand to prosper, you stand to gain, you stand to profit. So since you stand, so give it up. Your father likes his sleep. What does he gain by being woken up? But what happens if the father would have owned this stone? And the father would have the opportunity to make shishim v'shmeinim riba yischar. It's like the Sefer Siddim, yeah, but you wake up your father. Because if not, you give me mitzvahim. He wants to be woken up. If he's not woken up, he'll get tzar for not being woken up. And Adrab, if he would be woken up, he'll have the greatest simcha that he was woken up. He'll be sameach that you woke him up to get such a schar. If it's a mitzvah to wake him up in such a case. One second.
Possible, we'll never find out.
One second, go. Okay, so give me time and I'll get it out. All right, maybe wait till after and then you'll hear it. Dr. Archa Shukin says that when he brings down Iftis Halacha about Dama Ben Nisina, he granted quotes the Sefer, I don't know how he does it, but he quotes the Sefer Chassidim, David Sima was talking about, even if it's only been negated to a prophet for the son, sometimes he shall wake up the father, because the father will be happy that the son profits. That's how he quotes over, he will have tzar if not. That's how he quotes over the Sefer Chassidim. He's not sure. This is not what the same Chassidim Lukhari said. And then he says, so what's he going to do with the Ma'is and the Gemara? Dama Ben Nisina. Dama Nisina stood to profit, and he didn't wake up his father. Lukhari should have woken up his father. Kedet, the father should have the simcha that his son should make so much money. So then he said,
"I'm not even asking that. I'm saying would the son would have shared part of it with his father."
Oh, he would have shared it. Okay, I don't know.
What's the challenge?
Yeah.
I don't want to wake you up. But I don't want to give you $20,000. Then what's that supposed to
be? Okay. So now, and then he says, he feels like he said, "Ulay lefima shu adam." Depends on the person who's sleeping. Depending on the father. Sometimes the father would prefer to be woken up. Sometimes he preferred not to. And therefore he says, better off, you should wake up the father, get a shliach to be your Shabbos guy, to wake up your father. So you're not waking up your father, and someone else is waking your father, and it's a taiba for your father that he's woken up, because he'll be happy that you got schar. And the male, that's his eitzah to do it. The Dibris Moshe, in Ha'ari Yedzayin, he also asked the kasha on the sugya, like, what's going on? Why didn't Dom Benesina wake up his father? Like, well, he's awake and says, Elamai gonna taina. Because the only reason why he should wake him up, because he's gonna have tsar. If he realized that you lost the chance to gain profit, and Mimela Yikataina, no, Dom Benesina had this plan. He won't wake up his father, and he'll never tell his father that the story even took place. So this way the father will never have tsar. So then, Meila, that's why he didn't wake him up. He says, that's not enough. Because he says, focus on the tzadzer, but what happened to the simcha shabba? You deprived your father of having simcha. Your father will be dancing that you made $80,000 or 80 ribu schar. 80,000 ribu schar.
You
mean, Mr. Make your father? You're giving your father. What are you worried about? That you're giving him to be woken up? The simcha that I'll have to be woken up to have that you gain so much money outweighs kifli. Kifli, 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 kiflein of the tzad.
Who said you can do that? Where do you get that?
That's what the Ramosha said, that he's giving him simcha. It's coming from the Sefer Chasidim. Because the Sefer Chasidim says that if you give your father simcha, you'll have to wake him up.
Oh,
so Mimela, he's saying the same kasha. Without the Sefer Chasidim, look, you're giving your father simcha, why shouldn't you wake him up? And at the end, he ends off that he has no other eitzah but to say that Dama ben Nesina's father was a Meshugana, and he wouldn't have had that no. That his son made so much money, and Mamela, that's why he didn't wake up. And he plays Tarachin, because we don't find in it. Taisa brings down from a medrash that the mother was like Shafi Badaita, but Taisa doesn't say that the father was also.
Why did he not wake him up?
Yeah, fine. Beseda. Good. That's the Moshe. The kids, so we need a better eitzah for the Gemara, but that's right.
It's like, how far?
Well, don't say that. Right, we're talking about Dom Messina, not that Dom Messina was the Meshuggah. Father was the Meshuggah.
Don't say his father was the Meshuggah.
But that's what Moshe is saying. That must, if someone would have a father as the Meshuggah, then, yeah, like Dom Messina did, then that's what he should do. He shouldn't wake up his father. All right, let's continue. Come, let's continue. We have to move on. The Sefer Chasidim says over there another Chiddush, and he says, and this is Nagek, the son just says from the Shalat today, he says, what happens if your father's sleeping and it's time to go to Shul? It's time to do a mitzvah, and he's sleeping. Should you wake up your father or not? So he says, yes, you should wake up your father. It's a mitzvah to wake up your father, but I have that too. That's exactly the same for Chasidim. So only ask me today, and sure, what? Sorry?
Even if he doesn't want to wake up.
I'm just saying that Adkan the Lashon of Sefer Chasidim. Don't say what, when, where. That's what he says. You should wake him up. Now, God is telling me in shul today, a guy davens Friday night, he davens at an early minyan, so he wasn't yet to Krishma Shal Arvis yet. And then after the suud, he just lies down, you know, a little bit, just lying down a little bit on the couch, you know, just a few minutes, and you know, he's there for a few hours, and he's good, deep sleeping, and the kid is already 11, 12 at night, the kid has to go to sleep himself, which he did with his father. Does the kid have a chiv to wake up his father? Could then his father shakap right in the midst of Krishma and Balayla? That was the shayla. So, like to say, Chasidim, the Baal Lucher says, yeah, you should wake him up, your father. You wake up your father to go to shul for a time mitzvah. So the Chaye Odom in Simon Samach Zayin Sifir Aleph, and the Yalzei Chasidim, that's a Sefer Pirsh on the Sefer Chasidim, and the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Dalit, they all, when they bring them the Sefer Chasidim, they fear eyes. Why are you waking up your father for a mitzvah? Is because Mishum Sha'ata V'avicha Chayovim B'Chveir HaMakom. So therefore, even though Kibbut Avim says, don't wake up your father, but he has to be woken up because he has to do a mitzvah. So Mamela, that mitzvah overrides because you and your father mechuyev to do Kibbut Avim. So Mamela, that gives you a right to wake up your father. Or maybe you could. There is no shliach around you. They don't talk about the other shliach. Maybe it would be a shliach. Maybe you should do it right there, shliach. But there's no shliach. So mamela, you do. That's what they say. Now, so el-chaya, what it seems from them is that they hold that for techacha, mitzvah techacha, you're allowed to be oiva kibin aveim to help your father, or mitzvah techacha on your father, no, to help him do a mitzvah, because atav avicha yav mechved. El-chaya, if you remember last week, I discussed it is a machlekes, aruka shukhan, chadredeya nimzon, that if there's no one else to do it, then yes, you're mechved to give your father techacha, even if it's mitzvah your father. But shekin, aruka shukhan, vaisais on that like that. Aruka shukhan said, if you have someone else to do it, fine. If not, don't do it. You can't be mitzvah your father, even though it's helping to do a mitzvah. Because two wrongs don't make just like you can't be mechallel Shabbos to get somebody to be mekayim a mitzvah, and just you can't eat chaza to get someone to mekayim a mitzvah. So you can't be oyver kibud av to get your father to be mekayim a mitzvah. So it's an issue. Now it'll be oyver kibud av. So the Aruch HaShulchan held that you can't give techacha, and the Chadidei held you could based on this type of same svara of atav avicha chayim b'chvayda makan. And the chay, what you see in the chayadim, yazi chazid gets a shulchan arach, the way they touch a save chazid, now it's a fush a save chazidim, that you are allowed, even mechuyiv, to wake up your father to make sure that he does a mitzvah. So now you have a bunch who hold yes. I mean, now we all become a shitas yakut.
Why don't you say this? But if you say you and your father include a mitzvah, aren't you really saying you include a harvest now to your father, in that, at least in that situation? I don't know about tochacha.
Yeah, so every year, your father's also a yid, so mainly
you have a harvest. Right.
I know, but at the same time, you also have a chiv kibud avim. So if you can't, what happens if you can't do both? You have a mitzvah, a chiv arvis to help the person, and the only way you could do is you have to drive the guy. You have to drive to the person's house to be given to chacha. You're allowed to drive in Shabbos? No. Ah, you have a mitzvah. Yeah, you have a mitzvah. You also have an aver. So the son has an aver. He's now allowed to do it.
No,
oh, one second. So let's play this out. So there's altogether a problem here. Right? So that's Tamakasha. Like, what's going on in Sefer Chasidim? The father's annoying to see sleeping. What's going on? Oh, one second. So the Shach in Yeridei and Shinayim Beis, the Shach says that if your friend, not even our father, if your friend is sleeping, God, I think he's talking about a coin. If a coin is sleeping in an oil on mace, Rachman Lazan, are you mechuyv to wake up the kohen?
What?
It's sleeping, and then chulila someone dies. You mechuyv to notify the kohen, get out, or just let him sleep, right? Fortunately, yeah. This Rachman Loyalena. So this is the shaila. So the shach says like this: that if he's in an oil and mace deraisa, he's being oivin nisa deraisa, then you mechuyv to wake him up. But if it's only an oil amazed rabbanon, because the doors are shut, there it. It's only oil amazed rabbanon, then let him sleep. You're not mechuyv to wake him up. That's what the shach says. You see from the shach that this whole din of waking up a person to do a mitzvah, or even worse, not to be oivin aveira, right? Going by oil amazed, is only if he's being oivin deraisa. If he's oivin derabbanon, not mechuyv to do it. Akash of Maisa, why? I don't know. You have to know, again, it's sleeping, it's not his fault, he's annoying us, and if you are Mechuyv, so why aren't you Mechuyv on the Rabbanan? But that's state in the Shach. It's only for the Rais, not for the Rabbanan. So, going back to here, the Tevek thing is talking about going to Shul. Now, going to Shul is beautiful. It's not the Rais, right? It's Tefillah. It's the Rabbanan. It's the whole Tefillah is Takana, is the Rabbanan. What? Oh, yeah? Okay, fine. Fine. Good. Anybody doesn't say Krishna, he says to go to shul. So, Elamai, the old tefillah is a rabbanan, and certainly he could really daven at home. Elamai, to go to shul means to go to shul in the chevra and tefillah betziba. So that's, you know, a very important thing for Klal Yisrael. It's very chasha, but, you know, it's not the right. You know what I mean? It's what's going on. So, Lachai, where does this come? How does the Sefer Chasidim say that he's supposed to wake him up? And how does that stem with the Shach? They only wake up for the Raisa. And now, without these Achrayim, I would have touched up the Sefer Chasidim differently. I would have said that, like you were saying, is that Sefer Chasidim not saying out the din of Atav Avichayim Mekvayim Mark. Now it's Tachacha. Stam. He just, if the Hemshik, what he just said, he just got said that if your father's about to make a big profit, you mechuyv to wake your father up because he'll have a Gevaldik Hasim, could be woken up. So too, you mechuyv to wake up your father to do a mitzvah to go to Shul, because you can have Simcha to go to Shul. So whenever you should wake him up. Not because of Techacha.
We can assume Simcha.
It's al simcha.
You can't assume.
Right, Avad, you know your father. You see, he davens b'slavis. You know that he wants to go to shul. He's makkah to go to shul. So he has a simcha to be woken up. So it's not a right neged or kashuk. Avad, you shouldn't be doing the tachacha to your father, Kenzain. Because you now will be over mitzvah kibirav to give tachacha. But there's nothing to do with it. It's simcha. You're not being over at all. He has a simcha from it to be woken up. He'll have tzar. If he'll wake up and see that he missed Man Kriyishma, he'll see that he missed the Tefillah Betziba, he'll hit the roof. He'll be upset the whole day. How could it be? He went by a day without davening that day with Minim Betziba. Mamash, he'll be so upset. So you're saving him from that tzar by waking him up. That, l'chari, is a pshat, Kenzain, that's a pshat in the, I saw that the Chuvis Karen Ladovit and Rechaim Yitches, Taka says that that's pshat. Not bring them the achronim, but he just himself, Nemzon, that's pshat in the Sefer Chazidim. It's also Simcha Shabbat. The Achashulchan over Yosef Mem, when he brings on the Sefer Chazidim, he says it's only if it's going to be Oivaz Man Tefillah. If it's not going to be Oivaz Man Tefillah, then you don't wake him up to go to Shul. It's not really mashal like Dan Sefer Chazidim. Then it has nothing to do with going to Shul. It's to do with Zman Tefillah. You get Daven at home for the same price and make Zman Tefillah. I don't know why he pegs it into Zman Tefillah, but somehow I guess he understood that the father will have Simcha or Tzar if he was over Zman Tefillah. So that's why he'll have Simcha if he'll be woken up. But not for Zman Tefillah, I guess every father is different, but not for Zman Tefillah, then you don't wake up your father. I don't know. You have to know, you have to done. There's a Mogen Avram. It's not much like this Orcha Shulchan. There's a Mogen Avram in Nun Heis of Cotton Tez that says that you need 10 for a minyan. You need 10 for even to your Kaddish. Mishabur passing like this Mogen Avram over the Insuf Kotton Lamavav. What happens if one guy in the shul is sleeping? You have 9 and one guy is sleeping. What do you do? So you say, you wake the guy up. Because, you wake the guy up. Now, why is this guy shulchan? Why is he being woken up for? Like, you know, wake up some guy's time. He's not doing anything wrong. He's sleeping. Let him alone. Let him sleep. What's the problem? Maybe you're already davened, Mincha. Maybe you're davened already. Why are you waking this guy up for? Vice toys that a person wants to be woken up to answer Kaddish. So then, if not, you have an Issa Din Alibi Mitzayim. So then, who are then here? Your father wants to hear Kaddish and go to Shul and hear Kaddish and Amains and Kedusha and Tfil Batiba and all that. So nothing to do with Tfil Batiba. It's also going to Shul. You can maybe b'deicha get out of it and say that the Magen Avram's case was that the guy was sleeping in Shul. So you can imagine, why is he sleeping in Shul? Why is he sleeping at home? He says he wants to be there for the minyan. He wants to be there for the kedush. He wants to be there for the kaddish. So it's kilu built in like a sign. He's putting on a sign. You know, while he's sleeping, please wake me up when there's the next minyan. So he wants to hear the kedush. He wants to hear the kaddish. But maybe stamazah, your father in his bed. Maybe you don't have that. But bottom line, he's also done. Everyone has to done their father if it's a zimcha for him to be woken up, or tzar if he won't be woken up.
So for me, it's like
you're
saying also, I want to be
welcomed
to
Rishu.
What's the guy?
Okay, good. I know you're not really stealing. It's a lashon pi mitzar. How did the place can bring down? You know, they wake up some money. Mazik. Yeah. Can zayin. It's felt in vavta reka kumaykon. So the derisa right there, right? It's mazik. Who? The shach says you do not wake up the guy. I guess you'll have to die if you'll be Nikolai to be woke up, not to be no basement of Ramana, then you'll wake him up. Sorry? Oh, yeah? Well, that's a different thing, yeah. I mean, all that, yeah. But the child is, okay, did they know the shock before they woke you up? So it's only all the Ramana. I know, but that you see for some reason again. You see in the shock that if it's a deraisa, you wake him up. I went up to the kasha. It is deraisa. I don't have a good terrace.
The deraisa is not going to help you, but you're up on it, it wouldn't help you.
Fine. If it's that, I don't know how to do that exactly. But if you say that, fine. So Ari is asking that he was woken up. Why was he woken up for? He was only in Olam Mitzvah Rabbanan. Go back to the guy. Okay. All right. Let's move on, Rabbi Zain. Oh yeah. For David and Nish, for Esenyon. I guess they shut off that he, like the Simcha, that he wants to eat.
Hello.
Yeah, that's also, yeah, the Tumah about that, yeah. All right, let's continue, Rabbi Isa. We have to finish up there. Okay, Zakta Rambav Haita. Ben Sheyesh Loi Din Im Aviv. If a son has a din Torah with his father, the Avhu Teveya Ben, and the father's the Teveya, Laida Laida, unfortunately, I know a number of these. Tzarech Ben Leila Acha Aviv, the son has to go after his father, Afo Pisha Ben Hu Nitva, Vido Be'ir Achares. Even though the son is the Nitva, and he lives in a different city. And normally we have a klal, a kolo kanaka Nitva. So if the father lives in New York, and the son lives in New Jersey, my sister, who kahu right now, and the son lives in New Jersey, the halacha is that the son is mechuyev to go to New York for the din Torah to be their father, instead of schlepping his father to come to New Jersey, even though normally it's faker, kolo kanaka nitva, over here the son's mechuyev to do that. Why? Shezeo kveid aviv. That is the kaviv of his father. Why make your father schlep? You go there. Aval ha'av chayev l'sham lo ben oitzais. The father is mechuyev to reimburse the son for the oitzais. He's not mechuyev to shalat money. Tehenu chayev l'chav li mishol ben. Commission is bar, it's only mishalat. So he charges the father traveling expenses, not time, just gas and tolls. We enter the car, just to add some cost to traveling expenses, and he's mechuyev to go after his father, even if the father lives far away. That's Isaiah Paskin de Marek. This is coming from the Marek.
I thought the post
is after Mishalab. It is Mishalab, right.
He has to get it laid out and possibly pay for it.
So, Lav Davki has to lay it out. Well, what we'll do is, we'll say, like the Mechaba Taka, he has to lay it out. And like the Ramah and the Hanami, maybe you have to give him the money up front. He won't have to lay it out and then try to go after him to a Din Torah. Or maybe this case is better because he's Ivy going to the Din Torah. So, put a part of the Din Torah, be ready. It's not like you have to schlep and take a Din Torah. You're going to be there anyway. So, what's the big deal? So, you go. Before, you don't want to be busy making Medina Vedaini. Here you're going anyway, so you can go. Fine. This is the Marik. And the Marik says, and the Goyim brings down this Marik in question, which put your Dalit. The Marik says, Hagabatna, I'll bring you right. He says, like even more. So what happens if your father would have a din Torah with somebody else? And your father would have to travel. Let's say it's the other way around. Let's say your father would be the Teveya, and he wants to be Teveya, somebody who lives in Los Angeles. And the guy in Los Angeles says, come here, we'll have a din Torah b'seida. So now, so to Marik, and your father, for him to travel, you know, it's a tachka, it's a teichet. You'd be mechuyev to represent your father and travel to Los Angeles to represent him in that din Torah, to spare him that he shouldn't have to travel. So if that's what you'd be mechuyev to do if your father had din Torah with somebody else, gosh, can you mechuyev to do if your father had din Torah with you? How about you would be mechuyev to go to your father? That's the Marik. Fine. Now, the Imre Yosha in Chelek Aleph Lamachetz, Agav, once we have Chesham Mishvah, so I have to get back into Chesham Mishvah, I may make some mention of this. Yosha wants to clear the child. What happens if this Nitva, the son, refuses to go to New York for the Din Torah? Is he Masarev Lov Lidin? The halakha is, if you're mechuyev to go to the place and you don't go, then you have a din of Masarev Lov Lidin. But over here, Hayyais Midin Chesham Mishpat, you're not mechuyev to go, because I'll go to Nakhan Nitva. It's only Midin Yoyodei Al Kibirav, you're mechuyev to go. So if you don't go, what are you being over? You're being over Kibirav, but maybe not being over Chesham Mishpat. So maybe you don't have it, the Bezin won't be able to put out a ksav against you, then you're Masarev Lov Lidin. Maybe. He's Masopik. But the Chuvah Shevet Alevi, huh? If you want Shulchan Aruch, but it's for a different reason. Mitzav Chesham Mishpat, you're fine. Mitzav Yerideh, you're not fine. So does Bezin give out a ksav of Masarev Lov Lidin because of Yerideh? Will Bezin give out a ksav to the guy's not being mechaved his father? No, Bezin not even koyfet. It's a man's chor betzida. We're not even koyfet on that. So too, Zakeda, Ken Zayin is Masopek. The Tshuva Shevet Alevi in Chelek Beis, Kufir Aleph, Isi Dalet, he names them for a Pasha, so why do you give out a Psaq at him, Zahar? Because once he's a Din Kibirav, that now Chazal made it Mutal Alav now to go to the father, so now he's not being the kind of Din, how to have this Din Torah, so now he's being other Chesham Mishpat too. He's not doing the Din Torah that he's supposed to be doing. So Mela, now you could give Shehel.
So, if the son is not listening to this Din, is not going to there, so why?
the son is not going to the father's place, and he's supposed to be going to the father's place, Al Tuchas Kibirav. So now, Mitzad Chayshu Mishpah also is Gepaskin that he's supposed to have the Din Torah in New York. So if he doesn't go to New York, then he's already a Messiah of Lavalu Din. I say Paskin the Shevet Alevi. Well, the Yerideh causes Chayshu Mishpah. Yeah. Now, the Ruach Chaim in Chayshu Mishpah of the New Dallas of Khan Hay says that this is all talking about you're saving your father Techa going from one city to another. But if you and your father live in the same city and he wants to go to Bezdin A and you want to go to Bezdin B, and we have a klal chanacha anitva, you could force your father to go to Bezdin B. Because you're not mechuyev, I don't know why not, but you're not mechuyev that's give it out to go to his bed. You can go to your bed. Here, the whole Marek Svara was that you could save your father, spear him from the Tircha. But there's no difference in Tircha. Bezin A, Bezin B are anyway in the same city, so then you go after the Nitva. Alright. Right, and if he feels that that bezin is a better bezin for him or whatever it is, fine. Now, this halacha, I'm going to go into this a drop. This halacha is geshmak here. This halacha that the Marik Paskins, that the father's mechuyev to pay for the choice of the bezin, the choice of the son to travel to the Din Torah, to pay while he's going to the Din Torah, the Ramah says it's b'shem the Marik. Right? This is the tshuva. Frekt Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Chavtez is mamish matmi on the Ramah. The Makar is in his Marik. Marik doesn't say that. Marik says something else. Marik says like this. The case was, is that his mother was munning him to a Din Torah. The mother was munning the son to a Din Torah. And the son didn't want to go. Come to me. Marik blasts him over the head. Where's he keeping up? Where's he manish? He hits him hard. And he says, this, you would be mechuyev to represent her in her Din Torah with somebody else. How do you have to go? And at the end of it, he like, as a fleeting makshava, so to speak, he says, and I'll try to quote you over the words. And if you're going to, Vimtitzak Loitze Yosef, if you're going to have to spend money to go to her Bezdin instead of your Bezdin, Oleh Lefroya, she'll have to reimburse, she'll have to pay for it. Vim Kibu'ulai Loihoya Din Noisinkain, and even though Me'ikadin Kanzain, that won't be the halacha. And you'd be mechuyev to spend money yourself to travel to that Din Torah. In order that you shouldn't have any way to get out of my pesach, that's why Amarti came that she should pay for your hitzais. What you see in the Marik, if anything, it was noita that she's not mechuyev to pay for his traveling expenses. So, Frekta HaShulchan, what is going on? The Ramaz bring down the Marik. And look, I forget from the Marik. Marik is noita that she doesn't have to reimburse him. And her mother's kapaskin that she does have to reimburse him. And this. Oh, 1 second. Bob. And the Panim Bamishpat and Chesha Mishpat Yadalat Siv Kotten Zain asked basically the same kasha as well. He says, if you look in the Marik, you see it's only Lefnim Yishur Sadin. So how does Ramah bring down the Apsak Halacha that Yechayiv Minadin to pay the Itzais? And then the Panim Mishpat is your kasha that, okay, we have a Shre Ramah, good, that he misquoted, quote unquote, misquoted the Marik. But what's Takepshan the Marik? Are we have a Halacha? Bechad Ramah is Gerek. And Ramah says, as far as, because we pass Mishalah, not Mishalah. So why is the Marik saying, entertaining, that the son is mechuyev to pay for the traveling expenses? As I frekt upon him mishpat, and for the upon him mishpat geshmak teretz, I'm sure eye opener. He says, if you look in the Marik over there, you see that the Marik said, "Izel covered, izel moira. Where's your kibud? Where's your moira?" He says, if you're going to force your mother to come to you, you're being mevazaisa. To come to Bezin, you'd be mevazeisa to come to a Bezin altogether, you'd be mevazeisa to come to your Bezin, you're mevazeha to travel, and it's bad for, it's hard for Isha to travel, and precious drachim, for the bas melech pnima, she has a bezoin traveling and traveling and traveling, for her she does, you'd be mevazeisa your mother, you'd be mevazeisa your mother to do this, so where's your covered, where's your moira? That's the Lashon Marek. It seems from the Marek that he was worried about the Bazoin and the Tsar that the mother's going to have. If you recall Rabbi Yosef from last week, Marek was the one who held like the Beis Yosef. He was before the Beis Yosef. Marek Lishitasa held that there is a chilek between Kavin and Moira. And to be Mitzar a parent, that's even Mishal Ben. It's only Kavin is Mishal Ad. But to be Mitzar a parent, that's even Mishal Ben. The Meilo Zokta is very geschmack. In the Marek's case, it was talking about where He was being Mavaz's mother to travel. I mean, Matzah's mother to travel and then come to a din taira. So for the Tzar Shabbai, that's Meira. So Izeo Kovit, Izeo Meira. Where's your Meira? For Meira, the Merik would have said, no, you should taka spend your own money. For Kovit and Khrami, charge it to your mother. But for Meira, you should be spending your own money. Memela Mika, then the Merik was knighted that the son should spend his own money. But Kadesh, Aleye, Lakop, Iskrim, okay, let your mother pay. You don't want to be mechalik between Kovit and Meira, Beseda. Let your mother pay for it, and now your mamish have nothing to say why you're not going to her city to have the din Torah. Either Amar, the Ramah is mechalik between a mother and a father, so to speak. The Ramah brings them as halacha by a father, not by a mother. What did he change the case for? The Ramah was talking about a mother. He went and changed the case to a father. Why? He says, that's very gishmak. Because a father doesn't have a bezoin traveling. And his father doesn't have this problem coming to a bezdin. A mother has a problem, not a father. So hayois for a father, it's only just pashut to save him the tirchol. So you're only dealing mitzad kovid, kibud aveim. For kibud, kibud is mishal av, not mishal ben. So the father has to pay the son's tzitzis. Mashenkin and Marik was talking about a mother. For a mother, this tzar. For a mother, this bezoin. That's Meira. For Meira, the Marik, she tells the host that that's even mishal ben. Oh, so that's l'chayre. He should have said better. He should have said better. And the Ramah l'shitasai is gishmak. But I'm not going to say Ramah l'shitasai holds that there's no chiluk between tsar and kovet. No, right? With the a few lines before, and mainly even for Meira, it's Mishal Av, not Mishal Ben. So Ramah l'shitasai is very gishmak. The Merik was masupik because Merik held that maybe this is Meira and Meira is even Mishal Ben. But the Ramah just said that there's no chiluk. It's very gishmak. Mainly he was able to bring down the Merik. The Mika did. Yes, if the father or mother is mechuyev to pay for the son's traveling expenses. But let me be very geshmak to teretz. But I want to focus on maybe a different pshat in Merik and why the Ramah is very geshmak. It's bothering me, Akashia. We said over many weeks ago. We said over famous from the Har Tzvi and Reb Chaim Brisk. Told the guy, okay, you don't have to spend money to travel to Varsha, but say this, so go by foot. You don't have to spend money, Taka. You're right, Smashallah, Namashal Ben. Pay, you don't want to pay for the train, you don't want to pay for the bus, but say this, go by foot. Elamai, it's too much of a tircha for you. You want to, oh, so now you're paying to save your own tircha. Paying very on tircha. That you can't charge your father for, go by foot. So Akashi is over here. What's going on in the Ramah? The Ramah says that the father has to pay for the choice of traveling. L'chayra, why should he have to pay it? Let the kid go by foot. Pasha Kasha, how does it stem? Stamazay, how does it stem? Oh, there you go. That's what I want to get up to. So, God, the Baruch Hashem, my family, my Rebbe Yisrael, I'm listening to Zayn Gesundin Shtag, and Chut Shoni, he asked his Kasha, and he says, maybe, it's a shtick of a daichik, but he says, maybe we're talking about that the din Torah was set for a certain date, and if he would walk by foot, he would make it in time. So Mimela, for him to make it in time for the din Torah, the only way he could do is travel by train or bus or whatever it is. So Mimela, the father has to pay for the tzayis. But Echanam, if the father is wishing to push off the din Torah, you know, it takes you, how long does it take to walk to New York? I don't know, 3 weeks he could do it. Fine! You know, I'll even give you a week to rest up. We'll make the din Torah in a month from now, because then tight, start packing and walking. So Mimela, at that time it's the Rebbe. All right, but I want to tell you now that if you remember, I wanted to be mechalek that you can only ask a kid. You only can ask a kid to travel. Pashas is something that's minanim, is something that's acceptable to travel. The line is far away, an hour walk. People walk an hour. I have a guest from Nissen Sunnis by Mifa Shabbos. So last night he had to go to a Suda, Sheva Brakas. Hitaka walked an hour in a bit of cold last night. He walked an hour. Say that people walk. You walk. 2 hours. We heard of such walking. But if it means you're going to have to walk, you know, 3 days worth, no one does those. Maybe I'm old. Yeah, today no one does that. So now it's beyond the norm. It's beyond the test. So if you want him to go there, it means that he's going to have to take a car. It's unacceptable to walk. If that's the case, so then you'll have to pay, the father will have to pay for the tzais. So now, Mkinim Advarm, so Samsa Shred now the Marik. Marik was talking about, perhaps, that the mother wasn't so far away. It was far, but not so far away. So now you can action if it's too far to walk, not too far to walk. So Marik said, maybe Mikadin, you mukhiv even to walk, and she doesn't have to pay you for the traveling census. Kadesh Le'epis Kumpeh, Beseidah. She'll pay for your traveling expenses. But in Amara, I'm not telling you the halacha. Stam the halacha is if you know, if you're going to need to travel, whatever that is, kol dar v'chol makam kfi zmanai, but whatever the kfi minagam makam. But if you're going to need to spend money to travel, you should know those etzais are going to be on the parent, on the father to do. So the mazvei gishmak, the mehik was masubik because he was masubik if the kid could have walked. But if it's a vada, the kid can't walk, then in a kanami, if there are etzais, the etzais will be on the parent. I'd say for the time. You're not mechuyif to have a ton. Parents have mechuyif to pay for your tons. I have the mother talking about a ton, right? Mother talking about a ton. I tell you, sounds like the Ben's traveling. All right, let's move on, Rabbi. Say sif tes. Chayv lechabdoi afilo acha moisei. You mechuyif to be mechaber a parent, even acha moisei ketsad. If you say something in the name of your father, this is what you should say. Kach oma abba mori areni kaporis mishkovei. You have to lay two. The abba mori we already know. You said before that you're supposed to give and not mention your father by name. You have to mention him by a title. So the abba mori we already know. But now he's being moisei. The chutz from them, you have to also give him a title, not a title, a bracha. Areni kaporis mishkovei. Provided if it's within toik shana of the petira, you have to be meisiv hareini kaparis mishkavai. But if it's after the shana, then you give him a different bracha. Oim is a chayin lebracha. God, the Gemara's lashon is zachayin lebracha lechayo ilam abba. Some yishayin and most yishayin bracha bring down the lashon zachayin lebracha. They leave out the Levracha. The Taz says when you make a Rosh Yateva, Zayin Lamed, Zakhrena Levracha, Lamed Hey, you're missing it. It has to be Zakhrena Levracha, Lechaya. If you do Zayin Lamed Hey Hey, it's not enough. You missed out Lamed. Because it was to be Zakhrena Levracha, Lechaya Yoylam Abba. Only thing is, Rabbi Shainim don't have the two Lamed, only have one Lamed. Zakhrena Lechaya Yoylam Abba. But the problem is, the Machabah left that out also. So the child or Kashuka wants to know what to do. The minig is that most people do not add Lechaya Yoylam Abba. They just do the Zakhrena Levracha, Zal. But fine. Take Shana, you have to say Reini Kaparis Mishkavai, and Lacha Shana, you have to do Zakhrena Levracha. Sorry? It's a kapara from the father. We're going to get into it. Well, one second. Hagah, Zakti Ramah, Ben Chilik Ben Aim La'av B'chozeh. There's no difference. If you quote something over from your mother, you have to say, Imi Mayrasi Hareini Kaparis Mishkava. And if it's La'achish Neim HaZakhoedish, so you say Zakhreino Levracha. Or you could do Aleh HaShalom, the Paiskum say that's also good enough instead of Zakhreino Levracha. Zakhreino Levracha is a better bracha, I'm not sure. But that's what the Paiskum say. Good. Yeshayim, and that those that say them kaysev take shneima sachidish dava or masker aviv. If you're writing something a chiddush from your father and it's take shana, ain't sarakluchta vereni kabrat mishkavai, even though it's within the year. El is a chayin levracha. Why? Taksivasim is kayam es lach shneima sachidish, because this writing is going to last eternally. This writing is going to last beyond the shneima sachidish. Whoever is going to read the writing, hareini kabrat mishkavai. Wait, my hareini kabrat mishkavai. It's ready after the shneima sachidish. We're doing hareini kabrat mishkavai now for. It's not too late. He's already in Gan Eden. What are you doing hareini kabrat mishkavai? Right? The place can say. Place can say that after shneima sachidish, after shneima sachidish, you're not allowed to even say hareini kabrat mishkavai because you're being mavaza the father as if he needs a din. And what do you mean? Even din rishayim is only yid beis chodesh. After that, there's no more din. So you can't do it. So they want to say that when you're writing, also since the ksiv is going to be miskayim lach shneima sachidish, you shouldn't write it. The yesh machmir mafilu b'ksiv yet to write any kaparas mishkavei v'chein noigin, and that's the minig. That's how we do it. That even lach shneima sachidish, even though the ksav is going to last lach shneima sachidish, but if you're writing toish shneima sachidish, then you should write any kaparas mishkavei. Fine. So here you have halacha that you mechuyv to be mechabed a parent laf ech lacha moisei. Kibir is not only mechayev, kibir is even lacha moisei. So machleik is achreinim, if the din kibir av lacha moisei is mederaisa or only mederabonan. It could have many nafkaminis, I don't want to go into it, many achreinim on this. Hainted is a Tferes Yisrael, who I believe says only mederabonan. There's a lot on this. Fine. We find other cases that you have a mitzvah.
Lacha moisei is very hard to say this for Shabbat. If you
Harini Kabaris Mishkovi is nothing. Just
saying, let's say he wants to spend money.
Oh, you're in economy, unless you come and take it from the Yerusha money. Oh, that's a place to discuss. We'll have to get it. Kivega, Bezazim. To that extent, it might not be yours. All right. We find other cases of Lacham Maisei. For example, we had before, you now let her call him by his name, by his first name, Loi Bechaye V'Loi B'Maisei. Some say that's Midin Moira, right? Because over there it's Midin Moira, so maybe Midin Moira would be Lacham Maisei. If I can't, other places say, Kovitz Lacham Maisei, Maisei, not Lacham Maisei, Pashas Maisei is also Lacham Maisei. We also had in Sivvav, when you have the Halach, Asu Bishvil Abba, do me a favor when you want to invoke the protection card, that wild card, you should invoke it in the name of your father, even though it's Lacham Maisei, we said. So you see another case of Lacham Maisei. Another case of Lacham Maisei is Kaddish. The Paisim say, Chayodim, and other Paisim say that the halach is that a son says Kaddish, Lacham Maisei, and Shinayin Dalit didn't say Kaddish, is Midin Kibbut. Midin Kibbut Avi is supposed to say Kaddish. And Tefillah, and to learn Torah for your father, that is all Midin covered, and even though it's Lacham Maisei. Fine. So you find other cases like Hamaisei. Now, the halacha is... I'm not saying it's Kedaita, but I'm just saying you find this type of halacha in other cases as well.
This din, Agvashmu Mipiv, the place of the Riyah Zakin says that this is only when you're saying a dry halacha Mipiv. You just quote him that your father had a great joke or great expression or whatever it is, then you don't have to say when you mention the joke, I read into first Mishkava. Imagine that Dvar Torah, then you say, I'm going to go with Mishkava. So what? There you can maybe have your father had a great joke to say, but you don't have to say, I read into first Mishkava. I read into first Mishkava. Yeah, I'm kind of, but that extra, I read into first Mishkava, that you only have to say, if it's for Torah. And Mameli says, that's why it's very good, the Braitha. The Braitha says, if you say something, it's Vashmul May of it. One thing, it's just because a mother's not telling you to take what's the name of, that's why it's only by a father. However, the Rebbeinu Yerucham argues, the Rebbeinu Yerucham says that this is whatever you quote from a father, whatever you quote from a parent, you have to say, whatever it is. Mother used to bake say, you're supposed to put a little extra salt when you bake the cake. Whatever it is, that's what you're... If you're saying something, my mother, I'm in the that's how you're supposed to say. Oh, so number, we're going to get to it, 1 second. So that's the second shot in the Rishayim. A Rashi in Sukkot, of Chafam and Aleph, Rashi's mashma, that it's not even, as long as you just mention your parents, you don't have to say your parents said it to me. My father used to do this. My father always would be knocking on Tila B'Tziva. So you say, my father, Reini Kabbalah Mishkavai. Not quoting anything B'Shem the father. Just mere fact that you mentioned your father's name, you mentioned your father or my mother, you mention it, then the person is supposed to say, Reini Kabbalah Mishkavai. So you have three sheets. The Pesri Yadakim is only when you're saying the Shtekel Tzayder. You have Ben Yerucham, who says that as long as you're quoting anything from a parent, and Rashi also, as long as you even mention the parent, you're not even quoting from your parent, you're supposed to say in Kabbalah Mishkavai. The Ramah Paschas is also between a father and a mother. Vaitzayt, he doesn't hold like the Tetzis Riyadakim. Because Vaitzayt says the Riyadakim, there would be a chiluk between a father and a mother. So at least he has to pass, at least like the Ben Yerucham, when you're quoting, even if it's not a Tzvartayim, maybe he even passes like Rashi, we'll see. But comes the Chumash Chabes Yoha and Siman Ein Aleph, and the Minigoyim is not to do this. Minigoyim is only Bixav. When he quotes something Bixav, he says any Kaparas Mishkavai. But Al Peh, the Oilam is not saying any Kaparas Mishkavai. What's going on? And the Ein to Kaparas can also say the Rishon Rav Halbishtam and Rish Halbishtam and Chumash Divrei Moshe and Rechaim Samachet and Ma'adav and Kain Lachaim and Sternberg and Chumash Van Rogis Kelik Beis Tzav Mem Zayin. They're Ma'ayir. What's going on over here? The Minigoyim, many people, I can't say old people, but many people are not marked to say Reini Kabbalah Mishkavai when they're saying something to shame the parents. What's going on? They should have to say Reini Kabbalah Mishkavai. So they want to say that because we passed him like the place of Riyazakin, it's only when he's quoting a Dvar Torah. Either a Ma, the Ramah says no chiluk between a father and a mother, when do you have a pass when he's saying, quoting over a Shtikal Dvar from the mother? Yeah, that's what they're talking about. Like they both said it. But the Rebbe Moshe says it means when you're quoting over a Shtek Torah that you heard from your mother. You heard the halacha from your mother. He quotes many places throughout the place that they quoted. They quoted from Rashi's daughter. They quoted from a lot of women. They quoted, certainly that his wife they quoted from. And they quoted a lot of Torah and analogies from women. And then Moshe Stenberg said that even if you quote over minig is like a da'alacha. So you quote over, the mother said that the zayta is a zegaton, so that's already six. So the mother, then you sort of say, the first one, yeah, then you come back to the zayta is a zegaton. It's a debachic in the Ramah. Right. Right. There has to be when it's talking about the Dra'alok, and then it's like it's more of a, more of a Ramnat, it's the highest. And it's the and then you lay through, or any comparison. Oh. However, the Kitzush Shulchan Aruch, I'm not only carrying any comparison from the Kitzush Shulchan Aruch is called Nem Gimel Sifchet, and the Venishkai in Shana Bey, Shaytim Yudalit, they paskin that as long as in Mazkir, Shem of it, like Rashi and Sukkah, you have to say any kabbalah mishkav. The other extreme, la halacha, that's how you're supposed to pass it. La halacha, we pass in the garage. It means not even quoting something from a parent, as long as you mention the parent, father, mother, whatever it is, the person is supposed to say hareni kabbalah mishkav. Now, what is hareni kabbalah mishkav? Hareni kabbalah mishkav. Rashi teaches, alay yavoi kol ra haroi lovei anashe. And we should fall chalai chalila. Any ra that's supposed to come onto the father. Father's now having his din. It's like shana. Has any kabbalah, any din that the father's supposed to be getting, I want it to be on me instead. That's what Rashi says in Kedushin. Frekta achreinin. What's going on? It's just a pella. First of all, we know kibbutz mishalav, not mishobet. Son's not supposed to spend a dollar for the father's covered. So he's supposed to take his suit, gehenim? Sad, huh? Sad. You're not mukriv to get sad. You're not mukriv to when it's extreme sad. We're going to learn later on in this sermon. Extreme sad. You're not mukriv to do either. Father doesn't want you to marry somebody. You want to marry the person. I know, but that if it doesn't force you. But if you're going to get the sad, why are you mukriv to take on that sad? It's mishalam, mishalvet. I think Shrek Kachrein. Nacha Kaisha the years. It's how does it work? Because you're saying Arein Kapaz Mishkavi, all of a sudden Akai Rosal can decide now to change that tzar from your father and now put it on the kid. How does that work? Good. Okay, but that Akash Broker somehow makes a cheshbin that he does, right? If a person gets tired in this world, it's machapa. In this world, it seems a lot. Somehow, that has it's considered a lot of currency for the next world. All right. So I wanted to tell you like this. I know it's a doichik. But I want to tell you, if you look in Rashi and Sukkah, over there is Mashmoyis is. You know what? Before I get to it, let me just say what the Rashi and Sukkah all together. He has a slightly different shot here. His shot is that any kabbalah, the Rashi and Sukkah, that's Chafam and Aleph. First shot was Rashi and Kedushin. Now the Rashi and Sukkah is much more differently. When he says, Hareini Kapaz Mishkav, over there, Rish Lakish was saying it on Rav Chiyo Banov, over there Rashi says the Kavana is something else. Kavana is, Yisurin Haboina Lai should be a Kapara for Rav Chiyo Banov. The other way around. That the Yisurin that I'm getting, Rashi Fushel's case of Kibbutz Avim, the Yisurin that I'm getting should be for a Kapara for my father. But even on that Shver, again, why am I mechuyev to give up my yisurim that could give me a lot of brownie points and give it over to my father? And also, how does it work? How about me saying that work, that should be mechapa for the father? But, right. Now, there happens to be a Pirish Kadman in the back of a blind song on Rabbein Avraham ben Ohar on Sukkah, mamish towards the end, on Amud Shinya Debeis. He has like a Serb shot, a Navo shot. I didn't find any other reason to say this shot. He learned that any kabbalah mishkav and shlokas to any kabbalah mishkav and Reb Chiyo Banov, he says that the niece of Reb Chiyo Banov should be a kapara for the dog, for me. Hareini should get the kapara of his mishkav. So then the pastor says, no, that's very good. And then the father, Hareini kabbalah mishkav, I should cash in. I should get the kapara that my father's niece was going for. Okay, that's a whole new plot. You could get a tzedakah, maybe? Why? Why does it depend? I know, but Zecher Tzadik is giving your father a bracha, right? I know, but Zecher Tzadik lives bracha. I want him to get the bracha. So when I want to say, I want to be mechapa on my father's yisurin, also because just I want to give him a bracha, Zecher Tzadik, I want to give him a kapara. All right, but Sai Rashi, Kedusha Sai Rashi, Sukkah, how does this work? So I want to tell you like this. You're Menachem Rashi and Sukkah. Rashi and Sukkah says it's Lashon Kavadu, that. Lashon Kavadu, that. I want to suggest that, that it doesn't work. It's funny, but it doesn't work. And the Mele, it's not a problem with Shalem. It's talking to Shalem. It doesn't work. But it's a sign as if you want. Ki'ilu, you would want to take on, you would want to be Mechabra and take on the Yisroel with your father. It's a nice expression to show that you care for your father. So it's a lashon of kavod. I know it's a big doichik, but that's what I want to say. Baruch Hashem, I found in Truth Seekers Moshe, the chelik test, the last chelik, okay? And your idea, Simchavov, over there, he says this strat, he has these kashas, and he says his friend, and he brings the right from Rashi and Sukkah. I was very happy, but that's the shot. However, there's a Chuvus B'Tzela Chochman, Chelik Vav Simon Chov. Someone knew this Chuvus from Moshe, Avedi Amol, and he writes to the B'Tzela Chochman, B'Shem Rav Agram Feinstein Zatzal. Agram Feinstein Zatzal held that this doesn't work, and it's only a Lashon Kavod. And the B'Tzela Chochman, he goes to task on this, he's mamish. He says, what do you mean? He says, we find in many places in Chazal, that with a Dibur, you could actually take on Yisroel. David HaMelech, by Shlomo HaMelech, when Shlomo HaMelech with Yoyev, he said all the Kvela that David HaMelech did for Yoyev, he wants to come on himself instead, and it did. It went to Zarashel David, Shlomo HaMelech was the God, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Melchess on the base. Says, Rivka Yimeinu, says, Alay Kililoska Bini, as the Purim, the other Mephoshim say, Alay Likonis Tachtecha, it shall have a Kvela. So it worked. How does it work? By says it works. Dibur has a Kvela. Okay, that's from a klala. That's a klala. I want to see that you could transfer Yisurim. Huh? But he took the Yisurim on himself? Or he just pulled them out of there? Yitzchok Avinu, the Gemara says in Shabbos, pay tests from the base, we take the Gemara Mamish literally. The Gemara says, Yitzchok Avinu made a deal with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He took on half the Yisroel of Gan Kla Yisroel. And nobody said, and it worked, I don't know, but he says, it does work. So what's the problem? It does work. It does work. And he says, Hagarach, if it's not going to work, see, Chazal Mesakin, he says, Reni Kabas Mishkabi, something that doesn't work is a Samanan. I mean, the kid is not really interested in doing this. She's Echabapav, Echabalei. There's no interest in taking on the Yisroel. There's no intention of taking on the Yisroel. And Chazal Mesakin, that he should go around being Echabapav, Echabalei. So Echabapav, that's what's going on. That's what Chazal was doing. So that can't be. Elamai, he says, Avada, it works. And Avada, the kid's mechuyav to do it. I, we have a problem. Kibbutz Mishalad, Mishal Ben. Machadish, a blitz chibish. It's only Bechaya, father. Hachem me for the father, keep it as even be Chopin. Problems with Mashmoyz of Rikideg and others, not like that. What? That's even me Chopin. He mitzvah lefroy chayva of this, me Chopin. And he goes on in Mechach. And then he says, and you should know like this. He said this, you're talking, I guess not to scare away the reader. He says, you should know that you have to mean it ends. Irene Kaparas Mishkova, you have to mean it ends. They should know, it's Yitachin that you won't get any patch from it. Why? He says, because the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av that you're doing by saying such an amira, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will take that into account, and that will be Mechata for the Yisurim, maybe all of it, maybe some of it. He says, I don't know, Emlan Yisik Ben Yisdaris, it's only a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. But you think of getting the Gvaldik of Mitzvah Kibbutz Av, and that should help out. And then he says, oh, Zeboru, that certainly you're not going to lose out. Why? Because Chazal were to say that you should say it, so they know better. So So they know that even if it won't wipe out the Yisurim, and you'll have to take on the Yisurim, but the mitzvah keep it up, where the Torah is mafkiyach, l'man yerichun yamech, l'man yitavot, will outweigh the Yisurim that you took on your father, because otherwise the Torah wouldn't have been today, such a halacha, right? So they were clear, means they know that this is good for the kid too. So a lot that you have to say it, and a lot that you have to mean it, and can that will even happen, but it's still it's still a good thing to do. And it's going to help you out. In the long run, you're not going to have any upset in front of you. Yeah? Okay, so maybe then you could say that it's a din, because for a son, the Shiva goes the whole Torah Shana, right? On a certain level. So maybe it's a part of that din. You have to know, maybe that's how it works. Okay, one more Zachar Baisai. Is that this chiluk between Arayin Kampas Mashkov and Zal, the Shach says that it seems from the Shach that you could say Zal even take Shona. Say the friend of Rokha even take Shona. So the Pasha Pshat reading of the Shach means that you don't have to take Arayin Kampas Mashkov. When Chazal said 12 months Arayin Kampas Mashkov and if to Zal, it meant that you shouldn't say Arayin Kampas Mashkov if to 12 months. But take Shona, you could say even Zal. No, Zal doesn't mean you're taking on your term. Just giving no bracha. However, the Arkashukin doesn't like the Shach, and he says that Lashon was not Mashach. The Ramad brings in the Machlek and Spike Siva, if you put today any from what Mishkava in that, the Ramad says you should be Machmir to say, to write a minute from what Mishkava, even though your time is going to last if the Pesach Shana. We mean Machmir. But he says it's a theme to say any Lashon Mishkava, otherwise you could just say Zal. You could if like the Shach was right, that Zal is just as good, so you should say, Yachol, to write Tarin Kozoshav, even though last after a year. When he says that, you should be Machmir, you could be Machmir, but he says, there's a Chim to Tarin Kozoshav. So he learns about that, you have to say the Chena Mimik, he says. The Chena Mimik is, you say, Areni Kaparas Meshkovay, the whole Toich, Shona, you suppose say, Areni Kaparas Meshkovay. The Taz, it goes from the Dik, not like the Shach, the Taz says the other way around. The Taz says the Kashel, then how you like to say already Kabbalah Mishkov in the 12th month, how you don't take Kaddish in the 12th month, maybe the din was already ended. So the Taz says that why Kaddish in Mamish making a statement? Over here, if I can, you're giving a bracha anyway, it's not a problem. He has a cheshbon, is what you do, Shaval Kasa. He says, what's going to be? Not say anything? That's going to be a bizarre thing, Father. You have to say something. And the friend of bracha, you can't say, because it's Tzai Shana, maybe he didn't reach Pen Eden yet, and that will be a sheker. So therefore, that's why you have to say Arayin Kabbalah Mishkov. But we see in the take the volume of the Taz, you see that you're not allowed to say Zal Toich Shana, because maybe you didn't reach Gan Eden yet, it will be a Sheker. So the Shach, I saw that the Ramay Shabusham wants to be a Matchik in the Shach, that the Shach just means that you could say Zal and Arayin Kabbalah Mishkov Toich Shana. But why do you have to say Arayin Kabbalah Mishkov Toich Shana? If I did the Chiv, not the Aruch HaShukhan, and understanding of the Shach. Computer, Dr. Shukum was right in his understanding. But yeah, find your bite. All right, Akitavok.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.